This is part two of the Live and Local interview with Ankush Bahel, music director designate of the Omaha Symphony. When conductors do sit down together to kind of chat about things, what are some of the nuts and bolts that you're talking about from one conductor to a peer or from one conductor even to a mentor? What are the nuances that you're discussing, if you will?
That's a great question. A lot of when I lean on another conductor, whether it's a mentor or a colleague, it's basically looking for advice on, in a nutshell, how to solve a problem. Because we're getting a piece of paper with black and white notes from a person who's more likely than not passed away, no longer with us. And you can't ask them those questions. And sometimes it's very clear, and sometimes it's really unclear. And a lot of conductors find solutions on their own to these problems, whether they're in the score or transitions in the music, or notes might be wrong, but two notes kind of work in a specific chord, but differently, and you have to make a decision. So it's really decision-making and solving problems. And if someone's conducted a piece 15 times, and I've never conducted it before, like, it's a really wonderful asset to be able to pick up the phone and call that person and say, how did you solve that problem? How did you do this? Because we're so much on our own as conductors. And also, there's not a codified technique or school of conducting, per se, where there might be one for oboe, and there might be several for oboe and several for violin, and there's books and there's teaching tools and methods and all these best practices of growing as an instrumentalist that just don't exist as a conductor. So we tried to provide that. We tried to provide blueprints on different aspects of your career, from your resume to your video to studying a score and doing a movie in concert, speaking with an agent, like all the parts that you just don't learn necessarily in school. We're trying to help codify it. So at least there's a place to start. If you've never conducted a movie score, you can go to our website, look at the article on movie score conducting, and just get a little bit of a start. And then you're obviously going to create your own path and your own way you are going to solve these problems. But yeah, basically when we get in a room, we're like, how'd you deal with that? And what should I be thinking about when I conduct this or when I have this sort of meeting with my orchestra?
Oh, that's amazing. Can you quote that website again, please?
Yeah, it's just www.everythingconducting.com, and the podcast is called Upbeat, and it's all there, the website, the four of our bios, and just the articles we've written, and kind of a resource for, you know, that we have a resource page where you, like, look at where you can buy conducting batons and go to conducting workshops and, you know, things like that. So it's, we're trying to make a one-stop shop for different conductors of all levels. And it's been great. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of good feedback from the community, and a lot of interaction with them.
You are about to take over the Omaha Symphony, and that puts you at a level where you are the role model for younger conductors. With that said, even at this high level in your career right now, can you name a couple of people that are out there active now, that, or maybe they're retired, but people that you look up to as conductors, you go, ah, oh, yeah, that guy or that gal, really, really something?
I love the question, because, and it just exemplifies for me what, how unique conductors are and how we all bring unique strengths to the table. And the goal is try to get as many strengths, be as good as many things as possible, with the knowledge that we're not going to be perfect in every part of what conducting and being a great musician is. I think we can all say that as musicians, there's always going to be something to strive for and always something to be a goal you're trying to attain. As long as you are confident in what you're good at and are humble to the process and still learning and still growing, I think you're going to be successful in any career in art, obviously. But specifically with conducting, I look for conductors that are the best at one thing. And I just really try to emulate, learn from, grow from their, from experiencing that conductor as much as I can, and kind of ignoring the stuff that I think is not quite the level of the six things that they're actually fantastic at. Because that's just going to make me really appreciate what they're good at, and then try to learn from that. And I say that because a lot of conductors and a lot of athletes and a lot of musicians will hear a recording of someone or see someone throw a football pass and say, think what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that recording? What they would do differently. And I try to think of it the other way. I think of really thinking of their positive attributes and what I can learn from them. So specifically, my current mentors are the music director of the New York Philharmonic, Jaap van Zweden, the music director of the National Symphony, Gianandrea Nozeda. In the past, I've worked with Kurt Mazur, who's formerly the music director of the New York Philharmonic, who's no longer with us, very intensely for many years in the 2010s. these mentors, these conductors really were able to cement, or at least further along, my thought about conducting, my thought about music, my thought about being a music director. And I was really lucky to have them in my life when I was had completed the nuts and bolts and the schooling of conducting and was kind of looking for that extra stuff that really makes someone a great maestro. And there's a lot of great conductors out there and a lot of really, with a lot of wonderful attributes. And it's fun for me to, I'm a nerd of conducting, and it's fun for me to see, you know, what everyone's doing and how they're accomplishing these goals and how they're making music. It's fascinating to me.
Ankush Kumar Bahel is in Omaha conducting at Holland Performing Arts Center. You can go to omahasymphony.org. Maestro, thank you so much for joining us today. We really look forward to not only your visit on February 13th and 14th, but when you make Omaha your permanent residence. Welcome, and congratulations on the position.
Thank you for having me.